With me this morning in the studio is Paula Sundet Wolf. She is the director of Cook County Higher Education, and with her is our new small business development consultant, Pat Campanaro. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Jay.
Glad to be here.
Tell me about the cooperative venture between yourselves, Paula, and the University of Duluth Center for Economic Development.
Well, this is only a new project in the sense of having Pat come on board and we're putting so many hours in, so having a local representative. We've been working with UMD and the Small Business Development Center, SBDC, as we're shortening it up, for quite a few years. Jennifer Pontinen is their business consultant who's come and served Cook and Lake Counties for several years, and they use Cook County Higher Education as a location meeting place to meet with clients if the business location isn't convenient for the client itself. And also Jennifer has taught some workshops for us. So it's been somewhat of a working relationship because of part of what higher ed's mission as far as offering training and support for people who are working on career, working to improve their businesses. And that starts kind of treading over into some of the areas not quite our mission, but there's enough of a wedge of the pie that it felt like this was a good fit for us. So when UMD approached us and said, you know, would you be interested in hiring your own consultant? And then the breadth of increased service that we would have was just incredible because you know, Jennifer was actually allotted 13 hours a month, which actually translates to about four by the time you take away all her transportation. And so this is just fantastic. Pat's putting in, you know, at least 15 hours a week. And it's, of course, it's flexible depending on what the need is.
And you're putting those hours in doing what exactly, Pat?
A variety of different things. The whole goal behind this position is really to provide resources for businesses and pre-venture businesses here in Cook County. So if a business has some need that they're looking for some help, the University of Minnesota Duluth has a wide range of resources that I can use to provide that information to them.
Now, I don't need much to come to see you. I need a good idea, right?
You need a good idea, and you need to register with the SBDC organization, and that's about it.
Okay. So we don't have to, you know, I don't, and you're going to help me do things like what? Business plans and possible funding, or where does it go from there?
Everything from start to finish with businesses. If you've got a good idea and you just want to bounce it off me and some of the other resources at the center, we can talk about it and figure out whether or not it's even a viable idea to go on. Or if you want to go full-fledged into opening a new business here, we can start with business planning and work through all of the different steps that take you up to and including financing that project and getting it off the ground.
Now, when we talk about resources, Paula, the university, do they have access to possibly interested funders or startups? And what kind of resources generally do they have?
Well, funding resources from the university perspective, Pat would probably respond to that. There are local resources, you know, through the Economic Development Authority and also in particular with Cook County with the, I guess I'd call it microloans, but it would be the revolving loan fund. More about loaning dollars for business ventures at low interest rates.
So not so much hooking me into a venture capitalist.
Well, it's not so much hooking you into it, but it is bringing you the knowledge of who those venture capitalists are and helping you get prepared for visiting them. I could also go along with on that trip if that would be something that would be necessary. But really what's happening here is that the Center for Economic Development is funded by a number of different agencies, starting at the Small Business Administration at the federal level, going down to the Minnesota Department of Economic, Economic
Development.
Development, thank you. and a lot of other state resources as well as the university system. So there's a lot of different options out there, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's really what is necessary for that particular need.
So you're going to basically tell me what I need to know in order to go and talk to somebody and tell them that what I've got is good enough ideas for them to put money in it. I mean, that's one of the things you could
do. It's one of the things I do. I can certainly share templates with aspiring entrepreneurs who say, and these templates have been proven over time, if you fill them in and you've got the right business plan, you're going to get the attention of potential borrowers.
Now, I'm assuming that this becomes increasingly important as we struggle into the broadband age here in Cook County because of the possibility of home-based businesses or smaller businesses that might use the internet. Lots of people have good ideas because they're getting more and more tech savvy all the time. So this sounds like a real opportunity. The other thing that we were talking about before we went on the air is that interests me is the new or renewed interest in retraining of people as the definition of a job changes and is fluid. Where do we stand on that?
For retraining for new jobs, that's something that higher ed is working with. It's actually in part of the Broadband Commission as far as looking at what kind of potential opportunities are there, whether it's telework and then exploring the various different things about having already have a relationship with a business and then going forward with that, or how do you establish your skill set so you can approach a business that you don't have a relationship with about telework. So,
well, you're already working very closely with a number of two-year colleges and technical schools already, and it seems that that might also tie into this program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's where we see the overlap of what higher ed does and what Pat is doing in the community as that bridge, as far as when people come to Pat, and these people are not just new entrepreneurs starting a new business. This is also current business owners that looking at expanding or increasing skill sets, the broadband opportunity, and how can that impact their business in a real positive way. So there's a lot of overlap in
potential. So it's new ideas and diversification ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, okay, if I'm interested in talking to you, Pat, what basically do I have to do? I mean, what am I eligible? What do I have to do to be eligible for this?
Well, luckily for Cook County, the SBDC defines a small business as anyone with under 500 employees.
Well, that would be everybody here.
So just about,
that means that everybody certainly here is eligible. You can certainly call higher ed, or you can get in touch with me through my Gmail address, and we can set up an appointment, and it's as easy as that. What we really need to do is first develop the first meeting to talk about the opportunity and then decide where we'll go from there.
Now, we're talking about individuals with ideas for a profit business, not a nonprofit, right?
Yes, that's correct. I don't think that nonprofits fall under the SBDC umbrella.
Okay. Well, I noticed that 500 figure, and I always laugh at that when I think of it.
Well, you know, we come close to that with some of our larger businesses, some of the resorts.
Yeah.
They come mighty close to that 500.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Pat Campanero. She is the new small business development consultant with higher ed and, of course, higher ed director, Paula Sundet. Well,